I'm gonna break this down really simple, really simple. Any cult, and I'm gonna list a few of them, but any cult has got to go off into strange doctrines, and they have to go off in the natural. Now, they're gonna be religious but lost. I don't care if it's the Pentecostal cult. I don't care if it's the Freemason cult, the Jesuit cult, the New Age cult, the witch cult. Every cult will go off into the flesh because it's a cult. It'll be a sex cult, a drinking cult, a party cult, false doctrine. Queen of Heaven, they worship the Queen of Heaven. They have to worship the Queen of Heaven. If it's a cult, they deep down worship the Queen of Heaven. Babylon, they might say different, but they do it. They're going to twist scripture, try to put another book besides the Bible out there. They are obvious. Their words, their thoughts are twisted. Their doctrine is twisted. So their words are twisted and their heart is twisted. So they can't speak truth. They can only speak lies. And when you finally wake up to the fact that everybody around you is mostly, almost 95 to 98% of the people around you are in a cult mindset, you run. You pretty much have to isolate yourself because everybody around you is in a cult. They don't have any truth. They don't have any sound doctrine. They don't care about sound doctrine. All they care about is the world, the flesh, pride of life. Image, outward show, pleases a man instead of pleases a God. Their whole reality is twisted. They're upside down. Everything about them is upside down. So, if they're upside down, and the people they hang out with are in a cult of some kind, family members or whatever, they're all twisted. They're all in a cult. They're all crazy. They ain't got nothing that you need. They ain't got nothing you need. If all you want is confusion and every evil work, hang out with the cult member. The Queen of Heaven, Babylon, the Egyptian gods, the goddesses, the New Age, the Wiccans, the warlocks, it's all cult. It's all a sex cult, to be honest with you. I don't even know how this nation is still standing, to be honest. I don't really know how this nation is still standing. Almost everybody's in a cult of some kind. Your music, your TV, you're rubbing shoulders with cult members all the time, and it's like, come on, how do you even function, people? How do you get out of bed? Everything about you is a cult. And so the narcissist, the psychopath, Delilah, Jezebel, it's all a cult. Mother Mary worship, it's all a cult. Catholic, all of it's a cult. I'm sorry to tell you. I'm sorry to tell you, but the whole thing, that see, they got you running around in a circuit every day, right? And then you say, TGIF, I'm gonna do something fun on Friday. Instead of doing something constructive, doing your own business or something. They want you running around and going to the bars and going drinking and partying and playing, and instead of getting your house in order and doing your thing, they got you doing all kinds of crazy waste of time stuff. And you're promoting the Queen of Heaven. You're promoting the Jezebel system. The Queen of Heaven is your worst enemy, and you don't even know that she exists. You don't even know that exists. The Queen of Heaven is your worst enemy, and you don't even know it's a thing. That's sad. The queen bee system is your worst enemy, and you don't even know it's even a thing. And they promote it like it's a good thing. It's in all the TV shows, the Borg Hive, the queen bee of the Borg Hive in Star Trek. Remember that? She was dead. She was a machine, but she somehow got some flesh on her. But she's just a dead robot. Threw some flesh on the robot, but it was just dead. Tried to make a dead robot look sexy on the show. Now you talk about the queen hive being promoted in the Star Trek movies, in all the Machine Man movies, Doctor Who series. It's all over the place. And it's right in your face, but you don't even know it exists. That's what blows my mind. You don't even know it exists. You're fighting the hive mind right now. It's all around you. It's all around you. And there, it's in the music. Rihanna, Lady Gaga. Who are the other ones? There's always new ones coming on the scene. They want to be worshipped. They want to be worshipped. And they've trained the women to want to be worshipped. And if you don't worship them, they think something's wrong with you. No, we don't worship a human. Your feet stink. Your breath stinks just like anybody else. You gotta brush your teeth, don't you? You do number your if you don't take a shower, your feet stink, your underarms stink. The Queen of Heaven wants to be worshipped. But in the Old Testament, when she was on her menstrual cycle, she was considered unclean, right? And so why do they want to worship the Queen of Heaven? Because it's the devil. It's an upside-down system. The devil wants you to worship anything but God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The devil wants you to worship Queen Bee. He wants you to worship Budweiser or Coors Light. He wants you to worship anything but God. Worship yourself. Worship your car, your house, your career. He wants you to, the devil wants you to worship anything and everything but God. Your best basketball team, your football team, your college football team or college basketball team. How stupid is that? That's the most stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. You went to a college and they want you to worship your basketball team that you went to college. I mean, I used to see people just go crazy about a basketball game. And I'm sitting here thinking, what is wrong with you people? These are just humans throwing a rubber ball through a hoop. What's wrong with y'all? Y'all sick? I knew they were sick before I even got saved. I knew something was wrong with them. They try to get you to worship something. They try to get you to get in a hobby. I remember. They try to get you into radio cars or skating or riding a bike. Or they want you to worship something. They want you to have a hobby that you worship. This is sick, I'm telling you. And it's still going on. Join the swim team. Join the whatever. It's really sick. It's so sick, I don't even have words for it. Worship your city or your state or your country. Anything, they want you to worship anything but God. And the ultimate thing is to worship the Queen of Heaven, because the Queen of Heaven is what? Jezebel, Eve wanted to be worshipped, Genesis 3. Eve wanted to be worshipped. And so if you got this woman who's on her social media, has got these moons, these half moons and these moons, it's the Queen of Heaven. It's the Queen of Heaven. And they're putting it in your face. And she's narcissistic. She has no truth. She's a liar. And if she's a liar, she's going to gaslight and she's going to project it onto you, and she can't be convicted of sin or be held accountable, and you call her out on her junk, she's going to run and hide or throw it back on you. The Queen of Heaven crew is narcissistic Jezebel to the hilt. And you don't even know Queen of Heaven even exists. Kind of like people don't even know the devil is existed. A lot of people go their whole life, don't even hear John 3:16, and they don't even know that there's a devil. They're blinded by their family or somebody so much, they never even heard of a devil. I know people in the real world they don't know one Bible verse. If you say nothing new under the sun, they say, what does that mean? Well, the Bible says it. What do you mean? The Bible says it. It's a verse in the Bible. They don't know what that means. John 3:16. You say that to some people nowadays, especially the younger crowd? Some of the older crowd. They say, what does that mean? What do you mean, what does it mean? It's the most important verse in your whole world. The whole world. You don't even know what it says. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And you don't have that memorized? That whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And you don't have that memorized? You don't even know what that means? You never heard that before? The most important Bible verse in the history of mankind, and you've never heard it, and you don't have it memorized, and you don't know what it means. That is pathetic. Pathetic. I mean, it's really just tells you how society's gone down. And I'm telling you, I don't know how the USA is still standing. I needed to go through something recently to get me back on track because I had kind of lost my drive to keep, you know, you want to see people get saved, especially if you love somebody, you want to see them get saved, and you realize you might have let people down by being lackadaisical and not saying the truth like you should, speaking the truth every day. Not only trying to save people, but to remind you who you are and why you're here. Who cares about money? It's all about souls. Recently I had somebody tell me they don't care about souls. I said, why are we even talking? In my mind, somebody recently said, why they don't care about souls? I said in my mind, why are we even talking? Why am I even talking to you? You don't care about souls? Why are we even talking? Why do you even have my phone number? You don't care about souls? Wow. That's a devil if I ever heard one. Let me cut this off.